Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
My special guest, Mary Westheimer, and she's also our very good friend and the president of Book Zone, which we'll get her to tell you about in just a little bit. And she's also a member, a very valuable member, of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Mary has participated in every facet of publishing, from writing to printing to publicity. Publications, as she says, is her passion as well as her profession. During the past decade, Mary has shared the keys to effective print and internet communications and marketing with thousands of people, including me, by the way, folks. And sharing is, I italicize, bold, and underline that word sharing because she's been very generous with me, with thousands of people while serving as president of BookZone, the net's largest publishing community. She is also a board member of the 3,200-member Publishers Marketing Association. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's a special pleasure for us to have you with us because it's always a lot of fun to have you on the show. You always bring, in addition to your wonderful personality and your great voice, you always bring some good information for us. And I know my audience appreciates that. Let's talk about e-zines. What the heck is an e-zine?
Well, an e-zine is a very simple technology that is extremely powerful for businesses with marketing. They want to market their products and services. And a lot of people on the internet are familiar with ad banners, which is one way of communicating your message. Mm-hmm. But what people have discovered is these simple little e-zines are actually, about 20 times more powerful.
So, 20 times.
Yeah, it's amazing. E-zines are really, it sounds fancy or cryptic, but it's short for an email magazine or an e-zine, and they can take on many, many different formats and setups. There are a lot of different ways to do an e-zine, but one of the ways the business people can use e-zines, Jim, is that they can use them to communicate their message to their audience in a friendly way on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it for a minute. If you could reach everybody in your audience, every small business owner, and you could put a message in their inbox, whether it's their mailbox or on their counter in the kitchen or in their email inbox,
right,
that they were waiting for because they signed up for it,
mm-hmm,
and it had your information in it, you know they're going to read this thing, and you know they're going to take it more seriously than just maybe some junk mail that came in and comes in every Wednesday and they throw right into their garbage can.
Right.
So it's a very powerful way of getting your message across.
Now, one of the things that you said, the word that you said a minute ago is critical, in my opinion, to doing this properly and successfully, and that is, and this is one of the things that you mentioned to me before, and that is you said the word audience. Now, when I hear audience, that implies people who have given me permission to talk to them.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it, and I think that in this case it's true. It also refers to anybody who could benefit from your message.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. Let's use you. What a concept. Here you are. You are the small business advocate. You reach out to radio listeners in, 12 different markets now, and you're on the Internet, so people can hear
all...
Worldwide,
mm-hmm,
so any small business owner can benefit from the information that you put on the air and that you archive for them. What if you could reach out, let people sign up for that information? So small business owners everywhere are your audience. Now, for your audience, for your e-zine, they would sign up for this little email newsletter, and then whatever frequency you wish, whether it's once a month, once a year, once a week, once a day, and I have some opinions on how frequent it should be, you can send them an email message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're probably not going to just want to send them a message that says, buy this, but you certainly may want to send out a message saying, we're going to have a very special program on Wednesday, and you're not going to want to miss it because it's going to tell you how anybody can get a Small Business Administration loan or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very powerful way of reaching out to anybody who might want to get your message. Not everybody's going to sign up, but a surprising number of people sign up. We have about 2,100, 2,200 people signed up for the Book Zone newsletter.
I'm a subscriber.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am.
Well, then you know. You know, once a month you get a newsletter.
That's right.
And it tells you what's going on with our publishers and things that you can do. Sometimes there's special deals and information, you know, what new publishers have come on at Book Zone, maybe which ones have won some awards, which we're going to announce in the next newsletter. So there are all kinds of things you can do. We have another client at Book Zone who's actually not a publisher, but is an attorney, and they specialize in publishing law. It's not once a month, but it's almost once a month. It's eight times a year. They send out an article about publishing law. Might be about copyright, might be about, how to sell different rights to different people, or whatever it is, a pure article that goes out to subscribers. They have over 2,000 subscribers now. And what the people who run this newsletter told me, or e-zine told me, is it's enabled them to reach far more people than they could ever reach before, either because those people maybe didn't want to get mail from them, or maybe they couldn't afford to send email to someone who maybe wasn't as qualified, and for pennies, for almost no cost whatsoever. So they get an article, and then at the bottom it said, this article is brought to you by so-and-so, if you'd like to know more. And there's their URL or website address mm-hmm. that people can just click on, and that takes them right to their website.
Right. And I'll tell you, the inexpensive part, you hit on that one. That's incredible how once you find these people and once they are expecting you to send them something, to be able to do it by email, as you say, compared to the other ways of doing it. It's just unbelievable, isn't it?
Almost free.
Yeah. Stand by, Mary. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about how we know whether this is effective or not, and we're also going to get into some of the do's and don'ts of how to operate an e-zine effectively. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blessingame, the small business advocate. Mary Westheimer is our special guest and our good friend. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 24 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blessingame, the small business advocate. Mary Westheimer is our dear friend and our special guest, member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, president of Book Zone. And Mary, take a minute and tell us a little bit about Book Zone.
Book Zone is one of the oldest book sites on the web. We're almost 5 years old now, Jim.
Congratulations.
And, well, thank you. And already walking. No, we we are a home for people in the publishing industry. We have helped more than 1,100 publishers and other publishing professionals create websites and promote their books, sell their books directly. It's a way for publishers to reach their audiences directly, and it's been very successful, and we've had great fun, and I hope people come out and visit Book Zone. We have a lot of information for people in the business and people trying to learn the business, as well as lots of great books.
And BookZone.com is the location, folks. Check it out. It's a very, very well-prepared, very professional website, and one of the things that I like about that website is you can find books there that you can't find anywhere else.
No, that's absolutely true. We were actually studied by some students at the Harvard Business School, and they did a study and found that was true. So it's a fun place, and we love to have people come and visit. And
what's an example of some of the books that they could find there?
Oh, God.
Some of the genre.
Oh, every imaginable book. We have more than 100 categories in our super catalog, and then we have all our publisher sites. But we have some surprising books. I remember we have one about height, what you can do if you're not happy with how tall you are. And I remember getting
There's a book on that?
Oh, yeah. and we got a very nice note from a fellow in Korea thanking us for that book. And
wow.
Another book about firefighting. I remember
is there anything
getting
in there about being ugly? I need a book like that.
Jim Blossom, you can't talk about that. You have no right to discuss that.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you can see a picture of Jim if you go to his website. You should go to Small Business.
Yeah, you might want to avoid that page. my webmaster put that one up there. He's kind of devious. Mary, let's move off of that subject a little bit. You said something a minute ago. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to know about e-zines, and that's what we're talking about today, if you'd like to join us and ask a question about how you can do one and or whatever question you might have, 888-822-8255, 1-888-822-8255. 8255. Mary, you said something a minute ago, and you gave us a number, and I want you to expand on that a little bit. You said that e-zines were 20 times more effective than banners?
Yeah, that's what research has shown. And by the way, Jim, if there's ever been a good time for people to call and ask about how to market on the Internet, this subject is the time. It's really powerful. And what we know about the Internet is, of course, is growing. Most people don't know anything, but now we're starting to get some surveys. In February, Lewis Harris and Associates did a survey, and it confirmed what we many of us guessed, which is that email continues to be the most popular use of the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
63% of the 2,000-plus U.S. adults that were surveyed said they send email often, and that was 53% just 5 months ago.
5 months, up 10% just in 5 months.
So it's really growing in popularity because it's a fantastic way to communicate. So we know that part of it. And then Forrester Research did another survey, and what they found out is that 70% of business owners consider e-zines an important contact tool. The reason is those click-through rates. When we say click-through, what we mean is somebody clicking on a banner or on a website address, which you can put right into these e-zines, and going to whatever address that might be. So that's what's known as a click-through rate. For banner ads, it's maybe 1%. Some people are now saying 0.68%, and that's not bad. It's very much like direct mail, but that's not as good as it could be either. For e-zines, the click-through rate is between 14% and 22%.
One of the things to remember, though, part of the benefit of a banner is the impression that's made. I mean, clicking through is good. Obviously, it's good to click through and to do business with those people, and obviously they want you to do that. But you do have to remember that banners are good also because it gives you that impression, sort of just like a billboard.
Exactly.
So that's one thing. I don't want to leave that out. And I know you didn't. That wasn't your intention, but I just wanted to make sure we pointed that out. But as you say, the statistics, the research has shown that an e-zine is 20% more, 20 times, I should say, more effective.
Yeah, but your point is well taken because people see your name, and even if they don't click, they have an impression.
Exactly. Stand by, Mary. We have to take a quick break. It's 29 after the hour, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. We'll be right back with our good friend, Mary Westheimer of Book Zone. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Mary Westheimer is our good friend and our special guest. She's the president of BookZone, and their website is bookzone.com. I recommend you check it out. You will not be disappointed. And also, we're talking about e-zines, the importance of e-zines, how to use e-zines in your business's marketing plan. Before we get into our discussion, though, I want to remind you about what's coming up in the shows ahead. There have been the Microsoft case, the government's case against Microsoft, was on hiatus for several weeks, and now they're back on. And there have been some really exciting things happening, some interesting turns of events happening there in that case. And as many of you know, David Lofsky, the antitrust correspondent for Reuters, has been joining us really now since the case started. And David is a member of the Brain Trust, and he's going to be with us in our next show. And to talk about that case, he is on the ground at the Microsoft case, Mary, and has been doing a good job of helping us with that. And also, Jeff Dirksen with the National Taxpayers Union is going to join me, sort of my co-host, and help me to interview David, and we'll be talking about that. I'm excited about that. That's coming up. Also, Joan Pride, the associate editor of the Kiplinger Letters, will be with us in our normal hour to talk about the most recent Kiplinger Letter. All that's coming up, and some more stuff I'll tell you about later on. Mary, let's talk about one of the things that you reminded me about on the break is some of the different capability that you have with an e-zine.
Oh yeah, there are so many different things you can do with it. It pretty much is whatever configuration makes sense to you. One of my favorites is one I get every Monday. It's Wally Box Monday Memo.
Me too.
You like that one?
Oh yeah,
I like it because it's short.
Mm-hmm.
I get three things. I get usually a statistic. Then Wally usually analyzes the statistic,
mm-hmm.
and then he says something funny. He calls it I didn't make this up. I couldn't make this
right.
up. And I know that even as busy as I am, and we all are on a Monday morning, I can read it.
Yep.
So that's one of my favorites.
Well, and as you may know, Wally's a member of our Brain Trust. He's been with he's been with us several times before.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He just moved to North Carolina. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
He moved
know
from
that.
San Francisco to North Carolina. Changed coast, basically.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, but you can send an ad too, can't you?
Yeah, and that's one of the things is that we tell people, if you're going to put together an e-zine, make sure that you try to keep it short, no more than 3 screens. Give them real information. Don't just try to sell them things. But do go ahead and put an ad in there or a special offer or something, because that's one of the things that you're trying to do. But you're doing it along with information. So when you put that little ad in there or that offer, make sure you put in a website address. You may want to put in other information, a phone number or other information. But when you put that website address in there, Jim, you want to make sure you put the full address. You want
Tell us how to do that. Now, this is critical, folks. This is important. Yeah. A lot of people don't understand how easy it is, really, but how you actually are able to make a link appear on the information you're sending in the email. Tell us about that.
Well, it's so easy, you don't even know you're doing it.
Yeah.
All you have to do, it's really fascinating, is type the http://... part before the website address. A lot of people just want to type the www.
Yeah.
Dot whatever, but if you leave off the HTTP, the email program that your visitor or that your subscribers are using won't realize it's a web address. If it knows it's a web address because it sees that, it will make that link hot.
Yeah.
And then all people have to do is click right on that website address and voila.
You know,
there.
We always, you hear me saying smallbusinessadvocate.com or www.bookzone.com or whatever, and that's just for conversational purposes. It makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me say, put the normal stuff on the front and the back. That's what Mary's talking about, the full and total web address, the full URL from the HTTP all the way to the .com or the .org or whatever. If you do that, you'll have a link. There's also a way to do an email link, too, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Good point, Jim. And that's by you can type any email address, like mine is mary@bookzone.com, and right in front of it, type the words mail to, no spaces, colon. So there are no spaces in this at all. Mail to, colon, mary@bookzone.com, and it will make that, make that email address hot as well.
And, of course, that's not as important because most people could just reach up and click a reply button on their screen.
Yes, but with an e-zine, you can't do that.
You can't?
No.
See, I didn't know that.
Well, the reason is if you're doing an e-zine the way I recommend you do it, and if you're serious about it, you'll do this, you will use a software program, Jim, to create your e-zine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if you hit reply, it's going to go back to the software program, not to the person.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
See, I learned something too, folks. Good, that's good. And that was your first thing to say in the do's, the things that you want to do, make sure that you do these things when you have it, you do an e-zine, and that is use software that automates the process. Now, this is beneficial for you, but it also helps the recipient too, right?
Well, what it does is it's really most helpful for the owner of the e-zine or the publisher of the e-zine. I know people who have email lists, and what they're doing are e-zines. They're cutting and pasting each address.
Yeah.
You
gotta automate it.
Time. Yeah.
And it'll kill you if you don't automate it.
And so it's very valuable because if you are an e-zine publisher, you can send one message to thousands.
Give us the name of a couple of programs quickly.
They're mail programs, and you wouldn't have them. You need to ask your ISP.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Mary, stand by. We're going to take a break, folks. It's a beautiful morning anytime I'm visiting with Mary Westheimer. 39 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. We're grooving this morning with our good friend, Mary Westheimer, president of BookZone, their outstanding website, bookzone.com. We're talking about e-zines, email magazines, how it affects your business, how it could be another outstanding tool, a very inexpensive, but a little bit labor intensive, depending on how you do it, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, tool for your marketing program. What did you say, Mary?
Oh, it's easy.
It's easy, but it can be labor intensive. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Before
okay.
we do, Mary, let's talk to Mark. Who is it? We got Mark on the line, Eric?
Yep, Mark from Germantown, Maryland.
Hi, Mark.
Yes, how are you?
All right,
excellent.
How you doing?
Program, really outstanding.
Thank you, Mark. Say hello to Mary.
Hello, Mary. I was wondering if there might be a way of getting more information on the easement concept that you have offered.
Well, what a great question. There are lots of places on the Internet to get information on easings. Whether you can get more on how to do them is a good question. There are entire libraries full of e-zines. One is the e-zine, called the World E-zine Library, and it's at www.ezinelibrary.com.
That's E-Z-I-N-E,
library.
E-A-S-I-N-G, right?
No, sir. No.
E-Z-I-N-E-L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.com. So that's certainly one place to get more information. I know that we'll be adding an article to our site pretty soon about this, and I probably could talk Jim into putting an article up on his site about it, too. So maybe
there'll
be two more places to look as well.
So you said it was
www.ezinelibrary.com.
Hey, Mark?
Right.
Do you have email?
It's not working right
now. Okay, I was going to say, if you send me an email, I'll send you that link back.
I could give you an address if you...
Yeah, it's jim@smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you'll send me an email, just say, hey, Jim, I was talking to you on the line and on the show, and I want that e-zine address or whatever. I'll send you a link, and that way all you have to do is click on it. But it's ezinelibrary.com. And tell us again, Mary, what they're going to find there.
What they're going to find is a collection of e-zines around the world. They may also have information there, Mark, but one of the things I recommend to people is if you're serious about your e-zine, get it listed at this library, because that's how other people will start to find you as well.
And instead of you having to find them and ask them if they'll be part of your e-zine distribution, they'll find you and say, sign me up.
Right. And also, you should have a sign-up on your site. Make it very easy, and they can sign up by email as well. There are a number of different ways they can sign up.
That's a real important point, Mary, because it's just like email. You've got to make email available on your site for people. It amazes me the number of sites I go to, and some of them, there is no way to email those people.
And you know why? I mean, I don't know a real answer, but I suspect I know why, and that's because they can't handle the volume of email, and they realize they can't, so rather than not do it, they just don't. They don't give you any way.
That may be the case. Mark, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired, but my background is engineering and economics.
And you think? Are you? You have a home-based business?
Yes.
Uh huh. Well, good. Is there anything else?
Consulting business.
Is there anything else we can help you with, Mark?
Yes. Well, it's a friend of both of you, Ron Wall.
Yeah.
What is a good way of reaching him? I would like to ask him a question.
Yeah, Ron Wall is, let me see, I don't have his...
How about a phone number?
Yeah, here it is. It is 301-340-2821. And Mary Ron was on last hour talking about home-based businesses.
Yes.
He'd be a good resource for you. Also go to aahbb.org, and that's the organization he's a board member of, and if you need any help, Beverly at that site will help you find Ron. And, hey, Mark, I appreciate you listening.
Yes,
okay, keep up the good work. This is really a great contribution.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And don't forget, Mark, you're my hero. See you later.
Thank you.
All right. Mary, let's talk about some of the other dues that you've got listed here for us to talk about. We've already talked about the software. You say do keep your paragraphs short.
Yeah, you want to keep your paragraphs about 4 lines long, maybe a little longer, but not too much longer than that, and double space between them. Also, people ask more and more frequently, can I format this? Can I use colors and typefaces and things in my email that I send out? and I really don't recommend it. Keep it simple.
No, nothing cute.
Well, I don't like them. If I get an email that has colors in it, it glares and it hurts my eyes, takes longer to open up, and I tend to throw them away. But if I get one that's clean and easy to read, you want to keep your line measures short, in other words, 60 to 65 characters across, and that's all.
And you know, I get these e-zines that come in, and the darn thing is like 29 inches wide. I mean, they didn't space or anything. That's the kiss of death, isn't it?
Why make it hard for people?
Yeah.
Make it easy for them. Also, always make sure that you put in their unsubscribe information. You want subscribe information, too, but it's just part of the nature
protocol
of these things to make sure that you give them a way to extricate themselves.
Well, it's sort of the politics of e-zines, isn't it, that
yes,
you give people the opportunity to, and the politics and the ethics of an e-zine, of the e-zine world, is that you give people the ability to unsubscribe when they want to go away.
And you also do not subscribe them without their permission.
Good point. Mary, let's talk about a little bit more of that when we come back. Folks, we got some don'ts, some other things not to do when you're doing an email. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Mary Westheimer, the president of BookZone. We are back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mary Westheimer is our special guest, and she is the president of BookZone. And Mary, give us your website, please.
It's www.bookzone.com.
But when you're putting that link in an email, be sure to put all the stuff in there. Go back to the HTTP and put the whole URL in there. Let's go back and let's talk about a couple of don'ts, some other things not to do when you're creating an e-zine.
Well, as we said, don't send HTML formatted email messages.
Tell us what that means.
What that means is now with some email programs, you can actually format your email. You can make it colored. You can use different typefaces. You can use different point sizes.
Okay, that's what you meant while ago. When you said that earlier, you didn't say HTML, so I was a little confused about that. But formatted email, you say, is not good.
Well, some people like it, and I think that 5 years from now, all email will probably be formatted. But a lot of us feel that one of the beauties of email is its speed and simplicity.
Yeah.
And when I open a formatted message, it takes a lot longer to open. And I'm not that old, Jim, but my eyes, I don't like looking at bright colors backlit screen.
The other thing, when I'm getting my email and my business computer, I don't want a bunch of junk in there that I don't need. In fact, I've asked people to quit sending me jokes. I really have, because I don't want to take the time to deal with those jokes, and I'm not going to read them at that time. And so I don't want to mess it up, clogging up my email. Now, I have another address that I send them to, you know, a personal address.
Right. And I think that the email and the whole internet is maturing. We're all maturing along with it. But there are things that aren't popular now that will be popular, and yet there'll be some things that endure. And give me my email neat.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Short and sweet, right?
Right. Short and sweet, really. And don't try to charge for an e-zine immediately. Send it out, build up your traffic, and you may want to start selling advertising on it because, again, it's very targeted,
mm-hmm,
and people love to advertise in e-zines. I say to people it's the most bang for your buck. If you're going to advertise online, buy an ad in an e-zine that goes to your audience.
Well, let me ask you, point out one thing that I think is really a good plan. You mentioned Wally Bach earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Wally has more than one e-zine, but one of them is his Monday Morning Memo, which is free.
Right.
But then he has the expanded version of that, which is you subscribe to.
And that's a great way to go. Wally Bach's a very smart man.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to go. One thing that I do want to mention, too, as I alluded to it briefly earlier, don't exhaust yourself by trying to send them out too often. Wally set a schedule every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's doable. But I've known people who did whatever a day,
mm-hmm,
and they exhausted themselves. That's a lot of work.
It is.
And so what I suggest to people is start out slow, maybe do a monthly. You can always increase the frequency, but decreasing it is a little bit more difficult to your audience. You have to explain why. So start out slowly. And some people just send them out irregularly, but once a month is a good starting point.
Right. And one thing you pointed out, and we're coming up right on the break here, we're gonna have to wrap it up, Mary, and that is to make sure that you test your e-zine on yourself or a friend before you send it up.
It's so easy. Just send it to yourself or send it to a friend. Make sure that all the lines are wrapping right and everything looks good.
Exactly. And the lines wrapping right is very important. You don't want to have to scroll sideways to get your to read your e-zine. Mary, we've got to wrap it up. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, you were great.
Thanks so much, Jim. I love being here.
Our pleasure. See you later.
All right,
Mary Westheimer, ladies and gentlemen, she is a great lady and great small business resource and the president of BookZone. Check their website out, bookzone.com. Right now, I've got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.